Trash
with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
And we were talking about streaming and binge watching and all that. Netflix has announced this morning that they're going to release a new movie, like a Netflix original movie, every week of the year. They're going to put something out there. Cool. I don't know how many of them are good, but they're going to. So you'll have a new every week in your Netflix recommendation or something or other. You'll have a new movie in there. Okay, when are we going to have concerts again? So Dr. Fauci was asked this question a couple of days ago. And the reporter says, all right, what about live theater and music venues? When is this going to happen again? And Fauci said, sometime in the late fall. He says, as long as the vaccine rollout is successful and there aren't too many stumbling blocks here, he says, late fall. He said early to mid-fall, you can have people feeling safe performing on stage as well as people in the audience. But he says he thinks sometime in late fall is when you'll start seeing it. So late fall, what? November?
I would think
beginning of November. Yeah, something like that.
So my friends that are all excited about fish at the gorge in the middle of July, that probably not going to happen.
I'm just telling you what the Fauci says about that, but it sounds like the amphitheater season will have to sit out once again. But the good news is we now have an arena in this town. I mean, we had the Tacoma Dome anyways, but we will have an arena that is fit for the, you know, the biggest arena concerts that are out there.
Yeah, and the best touring shows out there.
And the arena will be open. It's supposed to be ready for the Kraken season, so that would be ready
right about October
in the fall. So here's how Ken Jennings opened Jeopardy last night, the first Jeopardy-less or Trebek-less Jeopardy in many, many years.
You know, sharing this stage with Alex Trebek was one of the greatest honors of my life. Not many things in life are perfect, but Alex did this job pretty much perfectly for more than 36 years, and it was even better up close. We were dazzled by his intelligence, his charm, his grace, really. There's no other word for it. Like all Jeopardy fans, I miss Alex very much. And I thank him for everything he did for all of us. Let's be totally clear. No one will ever replace the great Alex Trebek.
Sounds like his chin was quivering a little bit there at times.
I didn't see it. I don't know how he did last night, but
I saw the tribute on Friday night when they played him off with the little video tribute of Alex, and that got you.
Brett Michaels is saying there's some scumbags out there, according to Brett. His word, scumbags. And Brett says, these scumbags, they are scamming my fans. There are Brett Michaels impersonators, says Brett Michaels.
Uh-oh.
And they are trying to get money from my fans. And it stops now because I, Brett Michaels, have enlisted Dr. Phil to help me catch these guys.
I was so mad it blew my bandana off.
He says it is unbelievable the amount of Brett Michaels imposters out there reaching out to my fans, my friends, my family, and trying to scam them out of money. During this pandemic, people are feeling frustrated, isolated, and vulnerable. Do not fall for these scumbags. I don't know what form this is taking, if these are Brett Michael emails or if some guy in a bandana knocks on your door and says, hey, I'm Brett Michaels, you got a 20 on you? But apparently this is widespread and it has to end.
I mean, when you go to the pet store, do you see the Brett Michaels line of pet materials and things? Brett Michaels has his own line of like dog chains and treats and dog collars and all kinds of things like that. He's got a whole separate revenue source. Maybe it's coming from, you know, that side of things.
That band sure had some dog songs back in the day. Anyways, Brett's saying, I am taking this minute right now to tell you how serious I take this, that we're going to work with Dr. Phil to help people that have been victimized by these scumbags. So please, everyone, be aware. So I would hope that you would alert your local authorities if you have a Brett Michael imposter who's knocking on your door you know, and let the cops know that the Bret Michaels scam is here.
Yeah,
I hope it's not here in the state of Washington, but he says it's widespread.
Bret Michaels small pet bowls, Bret Michaels accessories like dog tags and collars, food and clothes for your dog, all kinds of stuff from Bret Michaels there.
Well, yeah. So why wouldn't you want to impersonate Bret Michaels when he's got all that stuff going for him right now? So let's put a stop to it. Let's get the authorities on it. I know there are other things they're trying to chase down right now. FBI and everybody else working on things that they think are more important, but we got to stop this Bret Michaels scam before it gets its next victim.
Well, at least it's not cutting into his touring that he can go work on this, you know. I mean, he's got the time off, and now he can get to the bottom of it.
The least we can do for this guy who gave us so many great songs like this one right here. Brad and John, Classic Rock 92.9, KISM. Stay strong, Brett.